Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's Annalisa here of 93XRT Chicago, welcoming Noel Gallagher and Shirley Manson. I feel like we sort of grew up together, kind of.
No way. Yeah. Really? Did we go to the same school?
No. Mm-mm. But we listened to the same music. I mean, like, you made it, and I listened to it. So, you know.
That counts.
Yeah.
How are you?
Shirley, my goddess, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I know you have some, you've got some experience with this area in the Midwest, of course, not too far from Chicago. So
I do. This is where basically my whole career started.
I know. So what are some favorite things you have to look forward to when you come back to Chicago on June 27th?
I don't know. I just love the city. I've always loved Chicago. And like I said, I've got such amazing memories of like the metro and like playing like there and meeting my band basically for the first time, more or less. And my career sort of started there, and
that's
I love
great.
It.
Do you remember your first gig here by chance?
Oh my God, of course I do.
Okay.
I was playing with Thick Chestnut, and my band, like Garbage, were coming to check me out because I was playing with my sort of middle band. I've been in three bands, my middle band, Angel Fish. I was playing with Angel Fish, and my Garbage men were coming to check me out, and me and Vic were hanging out on the sidewalk, and we were really drunk. And unfortunately, I pushed Vic because he was paraplegic, so he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I pushed him out of his wheelchair accidentally and sprawled Vic all over the sidewalk, right in front of Butch Vig and Steve Marker and Duke Erickson's feet. And that was how the band met me for the first time.
They took it on.
So it was awful. It was just absolutely awful. And Vic thought it was hilarious, but I did not think it was hilarious. That was awful.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't know if
that's how it all began.
Yeah. Well, those are auspicious beginnings here in Chicago. That's awesome.
That's me.
I know you can't really hide. You're not someone who can hide in a room or anything like that. You just burst out. Which is wonderful.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no. And Noel, I don't know if you remember your first Chicago experience, do you?
Not sure, but Oasis did quite a famous gig at the Metro in Chicago, which was filmed, I think, for MTV or something. There's a bootleg of it, and it's one of our great, great gigs off that American tour. I'm not sure whether that was on the first. It might have been on the first tour. I think it probably was.
Oh,
maybe that
great.
Was that our first gig? It's in the Metro.
Are you asking me? I don't know.
Yes, I'm asking you, Shirley. God damn it!
How am I supposed to know the answer to that question?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Because you've got to be written down in front of you. Chicago Metro was a great, great Oasis show. Amazing.
Gosh, you know, I didn't grow up here, so I just moved here about 6 months ago. And I love the city. I've been on both coasts, and Chicago seems to have the best of both. It's got that kind of San Francisco friendliness, and it has the Boston don't mess with me kind of thing going on, both at the same time.
Also, it can also be the coldest place on earth.
You know what? Not so much right now. I think people got a chance to use their winter boots today because we did get a bit of ice
and
stuff.
No, not now, but I've been in like, January, and it is brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah. It's absolutely brutal.
It is, but...
For British people, anyway.
Yeah, well, I suppose so, huh? I don't know.
We're not used to that kind of temperature.
But in Scotland, see, I haven't been yet, although half the family is from there. Mother's maiden name's Scott. Look it up. But do you get to go back very often?
Yeah. Yeah, I go back there. I mean, my dad's still there, so I definitely go back quite as much as I can, you know. But Scotland never gets cold, like as Noel says. Like, British people coming to the Midwest in America is really shocking. Really, really shocking.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. It takes the breath out of you. You can feel the, like, icicles in your lungs when you breathe in, kind of.
And in your nose, like, the hairs in your nostrils freeze and your eyelashes freeze.
Your eyelashes and your eyeballs. I know. Any yeah, that kind of feeling. But when you come here, it's going to be nice and summery. It's actually one of the first big shows of the summer, so it's going to be great. June 27th.
Perfect.
Yeah, at Northerly Island. And I'm wondering about, first of all, some of the first when you grew up. We call ourselves Chicago's home for music lovers. So the old question of what's your first band crush, the first song you really fell in love with? Do you remember?
Mine, well, actually, the first record I ever got bought for me was by Leo Sayer, and it was called Won't Let the Show Go On.
Wow. That's really very dorky and sweet.
It's actually a pretty good tune, you know. And I think he was dressed on Top of the Pops as a clown, and that's why I kind of... That's what I must have liked about it. But it's actually not a bad tune.
No, it really isn't. I kid. And what about you, Shirley? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was a theme song to a TV, a Czechoslovakian TV show called White Horses. It's actually a beautiful theme that I want played at my funeral. So that was the first record that I ever bought and the first song that I can remember falling in love with.
You know, if I've heard that once, I've heard it never. That song, I mean, or someone giving that as an answer. What is it about the song? What are some of the lyrics? Or
it's on White Horses, let me ride away to my dreams. So or something so far away, let me run to the sun. I mean, it's so beautiful. Beautiful.
So is there a band or
it's
an artist?
Death.
I kind of figured. If you, it does sound beautiful. do you have any bands that you're listening to right now currently that you think, yeah, everybody should hear this?
Oh, my God.
Young Fathers for me.
Yes, yes. Amazing record. And My People.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a fan. The last three records have been incredible. If you've not heard them, they're kind of unpigeonholable,
oh, cool.
I think.
Yeah,
but,
they're really unique.
Great vibe.
Young Fathers.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. Young Fathers, yeah. They're actually from Scotland, right, Shirley?
Yeah, they're Scottish, yeah. Oh, amazing.
I'll have to check them out. This I don't know. And I was thinking about some of the firsts that you would have experienced. Do you remember the first person who gave you a big break or the best advice they gave you starting out?
I don't know if I got good advice, but I got shown how to move through the world with the sort of, like, I met Debbie Harry really early on in my career.
Okay.
She was really, really supportive of me. She came to one of my Angelfish shows. And she was down in the pit when we were opening up for the Ramones in New York. And just her support of me when I was a young artist really meant a lot to me. So I really go out my way to try and support other young talents, you know, because if somebody like that, like, shows that they are interested in you, even remotely,
yeah,
it really propels you through a lot of hardship. And hardship is part of being a musician. Like, you have to be tough. Yeah. And Debbie kind of taught me how to move through the world a wee bit with a bit more class than I would have done on my own.
I got to see the both of you in Boston, actually. Played with Debbie Harry. That was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Noel, what's your piece of good advice?
I was talking to, early on in my career, actually, I was talking to Paul Weller about songwriting and writer's block. I don't know why we're talking about writer's block, and he gave me the best advice, which I've used to this day. It's when it goes away, is don't chase it. It's just, you just got to wait for it to come back. Is when the thing leaves you, is let it leave, and then just let, and it'll eventually find its way back. And I've kind of kept that advice along for, if I don't write a song now for a long time, I don't worry about it. It doesn't bother me. It used to bother me when I was younger. If I hadn't wrote a song in a week, I'd freak out.
Oh, my gosh, a week.
but now I just kind of let it be. And And it eventually always comes back, you know?
That's really great advice. It's like letting your imagination go off leash or something like that, recognizing it'll know it's home or something. That's great. So best advice, worst advice. I scribbled things down like I was my evil twin analyst. And how does that make you feel? So easy now, I wanted to mention, because we began playing that. And as soon as it came out, it sort of felt like a bomb. We lost one of our great DJs here on staff, Lynn Bramer. And the song just felt like a bomb for our hearts. And we started playing it immediately. Now, I don't know as if that's what you intended when the song came out. But it certainly has helped a lot. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's honestly, as a songwriter, that's you kind of live for these moments where, you know, people will tell you that a song specifically came along at the right moment for that. So thank you for that. But yeah, well, that's what songs are designed for, is to touch people and to kind of move them in some way, to remind them of something, or to tell you something about yourself or a situation. So, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, but one of the things I think is so special about songwriting in general is we hear it in a different way. Certainly you might have had something else in mind. Sometimes you can see it right up front and sometimes not. You know, like surely the men who rule the world have made a b-ing mess. I'm not sure what you meant by that.
Yeah, I'm not very cryptic, am I? I mean, I felt so good after I finished writing that.
Oh, I bet.
You know, that song, or the lyrics to that song, it felt really triumphant. And every time we play it live, the audience cheer. And it just feels really gratifying, because it's frustrating, you know, to deal with a lot of these old men in power. You know, they're making terrible decisions, and as far as I'm concerned, and for the country and for the world at large. So, yeah, that was my wee moment of revenge, and it always brings a little smirk to my face every time we perform it.
And the same thing when we get to hear it, too. So I'm looking forward to hearing it live. You know, it's like you can get it off your chest and we can all say, yes,
yeah,
thank you. We needed that. That's great.
Exactly.
I understand you're working on an 8th album as well now.
Yeah. I think any musician that gets more than 2 years of being able to put out records and tour the world, it is such a gift. It really is. It's like it's so competitive out there and so nutty and hard, and still to be here this after all this time, it's what an incredible privilege.
Absolutely. This is your fourth High Flying Birds album too, Council Skies, Noel. And the term Council Skies, first of all, the story behind that, because in the States, people might not know what a council estate is.
I guess you'd call them the projects.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds so much, more British and lovely to say council estates.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
But Council Skies itself, and then I know I need to let you guys go, the story behind the album title itself has an artistic bent.
A friend of mine who's an artist called Pete McKee draws or paints these scenes from working class people, council estates. And he mixes a certain colour of blue for the sky, for the backdrop, and he calls it Council Skies. And I said to him, can I steal that title? And he said no, and I just stole it anyway.
That's the way. And actually, I'm glad to have found that little tidbit out, because what a great artist. I love his stuff, and I hadn't heard of him, so that's great.
Always, mate, look him up. His paintings are really, really great.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And I know I have to let you both go, but I know you're coming back soon. June 27th is the date for XRT listeners and Northerly Island. And when you come back, you're welcome to pop in and do a little something here. We'd love to see you in person.
Well, I would like, I will probably perform some Chinese rap if I can.
Fabulous.
I'll provide the backing vocals.
Okay, there you go.
It's a deal. Thank you both so very much, and I can't wait to see you, and I wish you both well.
Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.